The best question is to ask the person what their goal is, because on the event planning team, they have data and insights and things that I never would have known about. Where if I just assumed it was registrations and didn't ask them about the context of their goals, I'd never have that insight. I'd never have those data points to leverage. So I'd say, you know, get the story from your stakeholders when you're talking across departments, and they can let you know what data points that you might exist that you don't know about. And so, yeah, I'd encourage you guys to just really talk to each other and understand, what are you guys trying to do?
Great events create great brands. But pulling off an event that engages, excites, and connects audiences? Well, that takes a village. And we're that village. My name is Alyssa.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Felicia.
And you are listening to Great Events, the podcast for all event enthusiasts, creators, and innovators in the world of events and marketing.
Hello, everyone. What has been going on in this wide, wide world of events? My name is Alyssa, and I will be your host for this week's episode of Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. So this week, I am delighted to introduce our listeners to another fellow Cventer. We love to bring our fellow Cventers onto the podcast here, but someone with a quite different background, I would say, than what we're used to. Not necessarily a traditional meetings and events person, if you will. Without further ado, I will be introducing you all to Jared Rupert, Director of Digital Analytics and Optimization at Cvent. I'm going to refer to him as our data nerd for this week's episode. We're just going to nerd out on the data talk, everyone's favorite topic. So Jared, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
So we're going to dive right in. I just really want to talk to you about your career journey, what it means to be in events at Cvent, but also with a data-minded background. So let's talk a little bit about your career. What's your story and what's driven you to Cvent and to this industry at large?
Sure. Yeah. So I actually started as a graphic designer at an agency, and I was doing
Hey, I didn't know this. We're finding this out right now. I am too.
I do have some creativity in this nerd brain. There are dozens of us. So yeah, I started with graphic design, kind of led into some email marketing design and led into more like web and digital. And I had a lot of clients who, you know, they demanded results. And I found that I loved kind of proving the results of a creative project. So really enjoyed the aspect of like, you know, doing something or proving that it worked, or even proving that it didn't work. So that ended up getting me into this more of like more of an analyst role and more of this optimization role at the agency. I joined Cvent as a digital analyst, and I was more involved in all things digital, web, and marketing, all the marketing channels, right? So, and one of those was our event program, partnering with event planners to help them with their event insights, understanding which channels work, et cetera, stuff like that. So that's kind of like the quick spiel.
When you joined, what were some of the areas where the meetings and events team was struggling, and kind of where would you classify them on that journey today?
It's been really cool. So I've been here for 6 years, and when I first joined, we were all under the same marketing team, but we didn't really work together all that much. And I think throughout the years, we found that the more that we tracked and analyzed our event programs and made sure that it was represented in our marketing reports and made sure that that channel was truly represented accurately as a driving force of leads and results, the more that we found that that we need to have some data behind it to understand what's happening, why it's happening, and what areas are working and what's not. So over the years, this demand of data in the event program kind of just naturally fell into place, but it wasn't there naturally, I would say, 5 or 6 years ago.
Nice. Was there a driving force behind that? Like, what was kind of the catalyst for that?
I'd say our tier one event was like our biggest event of the year, like has a lot of eyes on it. We do a lot of different channels. There's emails, there's social, there's all these things going on. And, you know, the event planners came and said, hey, we need to know what's happening, what's working, how we're going to get to our goals. So we started meeting more regularly. And the more that we met, the more kind of data we exposed them to and said, hey, we can actually tell you which posts drove better registration to which audiences. And we found that they really enjoyed that data. So the more that we met, the more that data, you know, it's a black hole. You can just keep going with data. It's never ending. But I found that they really enjoyed that and bringing that to their stakeholders so they could like represent their entire strategy for their event.
So it sounds like you, because your background is more digitally focused, there's an interesting intersection with meetings and events where you're kind of enriching meeting and event data or data that's coming out of that channel with digital data. Conversely, are you finding that you're getting up to speed on the meetings and events data too, as a result of that exchange?
Absolutely. I'd say if you can call me a nerd for this one. One of my favorite parts is all these new data points that I never knew existed. Like, I'm used to my digital channels and I know them well enough now, but now I'm exposed to badging and checking in appointments and all this, all these data points that I now know of that, that are helping me understand the industry a little bit better. So I would say, you know, I brought to them some of my stuff in my industry and they've brought to me what's relevant to them. And, you know, that context and understanding their strategy and which data points matter for their goals has really helped us blend into a really functional cross-team collaboration, I think.
Oh, I love that. Okay, you mentioned this already and I didn't want to brush over it. So you aren't on the meetings and events team. I think that's important to stress. Where do you sit within Cvent's marketing organization? Can you kind of give a paint the picture of that? Because oftentimes on our podcast, we only talk about really the meetings and events viewpoint, but we are a pretty diverse marketing organization. So can you give us a little overview of the meetings, not just meetings and events, the marketing organization and where you sit within that?
Totally. So I live within this kind of like this hub that's kind of all things digital, analytics, web, UX. That's kind of my media team, SEO. So that's a little digital agency within the organization that works with all the different teams. We work with our copywriters and our demand gen and product marketers. So we're kind of sitting centrally and working with different teams on whatever their needs are. So it just feels naturally to us that the event planning team would get involved here too. And we kind of curate our analytics to their needs. So that's kind of how that fell into place.
Interesting. So more of like a, I would say, agency type model or shared services type function, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. It's a, I think that's well said.
Perfect. Okay. Let's shift gears a little bit to talk more specifically about like the event metrics and program goals, program strategy. What are some areas that the meetings and events team is focused on today that they need your help with this data background, right? Like that's not necessarily a core competency of meetings and events. However, constantly trying to jockey for resources, prove budgeting, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to tell better stories with data. So what are some areas where you're helping to support them in their goals as they go into oftentimes 2025 planning right now with data?
Yeah, you know, I want to bring us back briefly to like where this started. 2020, the events were all virtual. So it just made sense. It wasn't as complex. It was more of a, hey, what channels, what tactics are driving registrations and attendance to our virtual events? Very clear, right? But this has since evolved over the last few years. To your point, it's such a effective channel, but an expensive channel. So it's important for us to support the event planning team to help them prove their ROE is what we've been calling it, return on events. So, you know, help them understand getting the justification for their stakeholders and making sure they can speak the right language, right? There's no reason that a sales exec needs to know about email subject lines, but they might want to know about which regions are registering or the, you know, the lead quality or the lead flow of those attendees. So I found that like over time, as this event planning team has kind of been working across departments, it's been more critical to help to ensure that they're proving their results, that they know that they understand what got them there and understand, you know, the impact of those events after.
I think that's awesome. What about like data visualization and reporting evolution? You know, I think there's certainly an emphasis on that right now. I'm seeing that with a lot of our enterprise clients. Large corporations are just, you know, the Excel sheet's not going to cut it anymore. It's just not the way that the C-suite wants to interpret data. That's not the stories that they need told to them. So is that the type of work that you're involved in as well, Jerry?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I get to finally tap into my graphic designer roots from back in the day. I get to play a little visualization, a little artistic, but I found that there's some complex data points in here, right? And I found that storytelling is so critical for any stakeholder trying to tell their data story to anyone else, especially the further they're removed from the function or even the data. Having that visualized is so critical. A spreadsheet is sore on the eyes. You never want to have a PowerPoint with a bunch of numbers on it, but it's important to understand what you're trying to get at. Have that so what built into your slides. Like, why am I showing them this? And making sure that when you look at it, you get it really quickly, that it's very visually appealing. And then think of it as chapters, right? Like, what's the story of that? You want to get them, like, you want to bring them in, help them understand what the pain point is, what you did, and what the results are. So having, I'd say the 2 points of visualization is like the actual graph for sure, but then also the story of it. Like, what's the, you know, what is that? What are you getting to? What do you want to do? And like, what's your ask at the end? Are you looking for more resources? Are you looking for buying on an investment? Are you looking, you know, that type of thing I think is super critical.
Is that helpful in that communication with you, Jared, as kind of more of a consultative approach to start with the end goal in mind so that you can surface up the right insights? Because the reality is there's too much data, right? Like we don't even know how to organize the data anymore. So I think what you're saying is really interesting to say as a business partner for the meetings and events team, should you be looking to outsource this type of support from an analytical role? I think you having that understanding, hey, this is the story I need to tell, less so here's the data that I have, now go figure it out, might be a best practice or recommended approach. Is that a fair assessment?
I would say that's fair. It's super critical, I think, for the event planning team to give that context. What is their strategy? What's their end goal? What are they trying to get to? And then I'd say the endless scroll is to kind of back into that and say, how do you get there? What's supporting it? What's you know, and helping them tell that story. But I would say absolutely that that's a critical piece. Yeah.
Are there any of those that you see that our team particularly prioritizing? Is it registrations or is it the total program management? You know, here's how we're budgeting for all of our events, or is it about optimization of your invitees and trying to drive registrations, or is it kind of all over the map? Is there anywhere where we're kind of really focused in on lately?
You know, I break it into three parts. I'm just going to build it up. So I talked about our single event, the tier one event. That's like where you're really focused on so many different tactics, subject lines, campaign copy. It's so granular, but that's not for everyone, right? That might just be for the event planning team and your fellow digital marketers or whoever you're working with. Then we might take a step back and analyze the event program, right? That might be a different role where maybe someone like Rachel wants to know which event types are getting the best attendance rates, what channels are driving those. So that's a different conversation, different data points there. And I'd say the most critical one, in my opinion, is, again, backing up even further in the marketing conversation. So, you know, I often represent the website forms and how's that working? How's that tactic working? And making sure that the event program is just right there as another line item of like, hey, what's the impact of this program? What's the quality? What's the revenue? So, yeah, I'd say those conversations change drastically depending on who you're working with.
Let's talk about unsiloing data, because I think that's one area of opportunity that we all have, right? Our systems are oftentimes disparate, many times disconnected. So is there any areas of opportunity that you see, Jared, in terms of getting more digital alignment with what has been more of a traditional channel or traditional analog channel, which is meetings and events? How can we start to kind of break down these barriers of where we sit physically, but that our stories need to be a little bit more cross system, if you will?
Totally. Yeah. I would say it's critical to decide on a single source of truth. And like, and I love Cvent, but it's not our single source of data truth. Actually, we take our Cvent data and push it into an enterprise analytics system that we then have our market automation platform plugged into and our digital marketing platform plugged into. And having that one single source of truth gets everyone aligned on the numbers. And then you can also really layer in that data on top of each other, right? Now that you have maybe your marketing automation data or your, you know, your Salesforce data or something like that, where it's layering into your event program, you get these other insights. So there's a benefit there too of just of layering in different cuts of from different data sources that really get you great insights.
That's so, so valuable. Cause I think everybody's like, you need a single source, which is true. You need a single source of truth per channel, but those all need to be consolidated at a certain point so that you can look at different systems data under one single view. So I think that is really the takeaway in the systems conversation.
Yeah, I'd say, you remember we were talking about like making sure that you're represented in the marketing conversation, like your event platform will never be that hub of that system, right? That needs to go somewhere else where then all the systems are going into one system when you're talking about the whole marketing program, right? So yeah, I would say like, if you're looking at just your event program, you can probably exist within your event program analytics. But once you start moving outside the org, talking about lead quality or impact or revenue, like you got to get into one system.
Yeah, and it connects your event program to the broader strategy, right? It no longer is just isolated in its own thing, and you're no longer having a conversation around registrations. The registrations are rolling up to some greater, bigger growth value to your marketing organization, which I think is huge.
Yeah, it's also really cool to see that. Then you can see maybe your pocket of attendees, like what are they doing on my website, or what resources are they engaging in? It's kind of neat to take that cut of from your event program and put that lens on different areas of marketing. Like, hey, what else are they doing? It's something you wouldn't get in the analog days, right? It's kind of like they leave and that's it. So,
well, and you're able to compare different channels, right? So say this is how our content marketing is performing compared to our event marketing, and right, wrong, or indifferent, we at least have a apples to apples comparative of all of the channels that we're functioning. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. A really good insight there, Jared. All right, so we're coming up on time. Like to keep these short and sweet these days. But is there any just kind of top takeaways or you know, big aha moments for you, Jared, that you want to leave our group with?
Yeah, you know, I found whenever I'm working across teams, I found that the best question is to ask the person what their goal is, because on the event planning team, they have data and insights and things I never would have known about, where if I just assumed it was registrations and didn't ask them about the context of their goals, I'd never have that insight. I'd never have those data points to leverage. So I'd say, you know, get the story from your stakeholders when you're talking across departments, and they can let you know what data points that you might exist that you don't know about. And so, yeah, I'd encourage you guys to just really talk to each other and understand, what are you guys trying to do?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of assumptions that are made on both sides, right? Like Jared's a digital guy and he just cares about the digital stuff. But if you have that open, honest conversation, you can break down some of those assumptive behaviors and actually get a better outcome in mind.
Totally agree.
Well, Jared, I really enjoyed this conversation. I think we left with some really good, meaty conversation. I know that there was also a Cvent Connect session that took place just a month or so ago at Cvent Connect related to this topic. So if you want to get your hands in on this data analytics and optimization conversation a little bit more granularly than we had today, feel free to check that out on demand, available at cvent.com. Also, I believe there might be an upcoming webinar, Jared, so I'll just put that out there as well, that we're going to continue this conversation on data and working more closely with the analytics and meetings and events team. With that, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
And you can help fellow event professionals and marketers just like you discover great events by leaving us a rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Stay connected with us on social media for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and some extra doses of inspiration.
Got a great story or an event to share? We want to hear from you. Find us on LinkedIn, send us a DM, or drop us a note at greatevents@cvent.com.
Big thanks to our amazing listeners, our guest speakers, and the incredible team behind the scenes. Remember, every great event begins with great people.
And that's a wrap. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep joining us as we redefine how to make events great.